Like to be seated, or you're more than welcome to stand, but we do have chairs in the front. Second item on our agenda is ARRA funds. That's the American Recovery Reinvestment Act. And we'll start with the superintendent of schools.
I understand that Mr. Sturgis had prepared a presentation as well. So I will yield the floor to Mr. Sturgis if we'd like to share that.
Good evening, I'm Kevin Sturgis. I'm a Board of Ed member, as you could have guessed, and I'm a parent of three kids in the district. Relevant to this discussion, I've also been, I participate in our Special Education Advisory Committee for the past 4 years. I wanted to have this discussion. I would have liked to have had it earlier, but I think it's important that we do have the discussion about what the ARRA funds are and how the district is spending them. Particularly, we have funds remaining, and I wanted to just couch the context of how we were planning to spend the funds with how they were intended to be spent. And I'm grateful to the board for letting me come and speak, and I hope people ask questions. It is meant to be a dialogue about how the funds should be spent, how we want to spend, and what our priorities are. So if anyone isn't familiar, ARRA funds, it was part of stimulus funds, American Reinvestment and Recovery Act. The funds were solicited in 2009. It's a nationwide program. It's part of the same stimulus fund you saw for highways and other types of spending by the federal government. The Part B funds are dedicated or earmarked for IDEA, which is Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. And all we're speaking about tonight is the Part B funds that we received from the federal government, which was approximately $399,000. Clinton Township's local ARRA grant was $399,000. We received a small amount of additional funds for non-public schools. An example of a non-public school would be Ivy Leaf, where we manage the funds for the federal government and we disperse them to local schools. But our portion of the ARRA grant was $399,000. The funds are intended for the excess cost of special ed and related services to children with disabilities. They're intended to drive school reform and improvement. Your approaches to spending the money should be coherent, effective, and sustainable. So the intent is that when you're spending the funds and planning to spend them, you do it with a lot of thought. The approaches to spending the funds, they have to align with the ARRA core reform goals. They're to support students with disabilities in the context of school-wide reforms. Excuse me. They're to be data-driven and evidence-based, and they should increase capacity and productivity in the special education programs. Strategy should also increase teacher effectiveness and the equal distribution of qualified teachers throughout the schools and throughout the grades. They should adopt rigorous standards and quality assessments. You should consider rigorous standards and quality assessments when you're forming your spending plans. Strategy should include establishing a data systems and how do we use data for improvement of instruction. And they should be used to turn around low performing schools. The last one isn't directly relevant to our district. Things the district should consider when you're planning your ARRA spending. You should consider the views of a range of stakeholders, and you should do that prior to decision making. You should consider leaders in your general education and special education programs before you decide how to spend the funds. And you should consider input of teachers, students, and families. Additional considerations are you should review your data. How are you performing to help drive where you should spend the money? Identify your areas of greatest need, focus on effective strategies, and come up, they should be part of your overall plan for student achievement. The items I read to you, they're from the federal guidance. They're all directly pulled from the federal guidance. The federal guidance also gives examples on how you might use the funds. They must be used to cover costs for providing free appropriate public education to kids with disabilities. that can't be used for GE core instruction, GE instruction, instructional materials, and they can't be used for PD of GE teachers, professional development of general education teachers.
They're
general education. The funds, as they were granted, they're special education funds. They're earmarked for IDEA. The federal guidance gives, I think it's 14 examples that were designed to stimulate conversations in the school district. They're not intended to be restrictive, saying we only want you to spend the money in these areas. They're just given as examples so you can start a conversation with the Board of Ed and with the community and with teachers about what could we do with these funds to get the most bang for the buck. You'll see some differences in color, which I'll explain. Examples given in the federal guidance include dual certification, induction and mentoring, using technology and instruction, assistive technology, and in the framework of adopting rigorous college and career-ready standards and high-quality assessments. Additional examples were UDL, response to intervention, adolescent literacy interventions, and math instructional interventions. Additional examples under the same category, school-wide behavior intervention, promoting social and emotional development of young children, and secondary transition services, which doesn't directly correlate to our district. The last federal examples were in the area of establishing data systems and using data for improvement of instruction. Examples given by the feds were student progress monitoring, web-based IEPs, and early childhood data systems. And again, these examples were meant to spur conversations in the district so we could figure out how do we best spend these funds here. This is pulled from one of the examples. They give 30 pages of examples, and they're pretty much identical, but this is one I pulled because one of the things we're talking about is the $80,000 in IDEA funds that remain. In the federal guidance, I'll read it, with regard to using technology and instruction, the challenge, as outlined in the guidance, is many LEAs, which are local education associations, schools, school personnel are not adequately trained and prepared to use the technologies to teach more effectively and to differentiate instruction according to individual student needs and characteristics. As a result, the technology is not being well integrated into instruction, and these often costly educational technologies are not yielding their potential benefits. I would say we have a component of this here in the district. When we did the strategic plan, I heard some of this coming back. I see some of this, my own observations. I think we should talk more about how do we provide training so that we're getting the maximum use of the technology purchases we've been making. And I've heard some of this back from people on the Board of Ed and administrators in the district. It's something we should look into, in my opinion. A potential strategy on how you could use the technology in instruction would be to carry out planning, training, and other activities that increase our capacity of teachers, educational personnel, students, and the families to use the technology to improve access to the curriculum. We should be teaching our teachers on how to best use the technology so that the kids are most able to access the curriculum. So that's one of the 14 strategies. I just pulled out a little bit more information just because it's relevant to the discussion we're having now. This is the state guidance. On the ARRA funds, there was the federal guidance, and the other main document we look at is the state guidance, which is much more brief. The state guidance basically tells you to keep the federal guidance in mind, but we would like to see you spend the money in these three areas. It was development of in-district program options. It might be trying to develop programs to bring more kids back into district. It might be different inclusion models that are more successful. But that bucket is basically looking at researching and trying to improve your in-district program options. Improving positive student outcomes, which was described as program improvement and personal development. This is primarily teacher training. And upgraded data systems. The reason I highlighted the goals in orange from the federal guidance and the state guidance is the ones that I highlighted, they directly correlate to our district goals. They're either one-to-one matches or they're very similar to the goals that we had as a district. Excuse me. So with regard to discussing how to best use the funds, I think it would be appropriate to look at these particular areas since they did align with our district goals. The last point I wanted to make, and the main point I wanted to make, is this was a one-time grant of $399,000. We've spent about 80% of it. And it's debatable, you know, whether it was spent in the most appropriate areas or not. You know, I would have one opinion and Mark would have another opinion. What is most important is that we solicit the feedback from the community and that we talk about it before we implement these purchases and these strategies. So it's the main point I wanted to make tonight is that I would have wanted to see, and I do want to see, a good discussion about the merits of these large purchases with these one-time funds that were earmarked for IDEA. With that, if anyone has any questions or wants to discuss any of the points I put up, I would love to see if we can get a discussion going.
Can you make a little slide about shareholders?
Shareholder?
I have a question. What was the overall plan after we learned that we were granted the $399, Kevin? What was the overall short-term and long-term plan for the $399, and how did it all fit into those recommendations that they made of how we use the money?
To answer that, Maria, I would ask the Director of Special Services, Mary McLaughlin, if you want to speak from there, Mary, or come to the mic about the plan for the supplement money and the supplant money, or actually the supplement and how that worked out, and then what the total ARRA came out to be, and how we came to approve the plan in 2009.
In the spring of 2009, we were given notification from the state that we were going to receive the ARRA funds. At that time, I met with my parent advisory group, met with some of the school special education teachers, I met with the rest in the fall, and discussed what programs do we want to utilize and implement with these funds. We also met as a leadership team and directors meetings, had meetings with other county directors, Morris Union Jointure Commission, all the directors there, the articulation group, all the directors that feed into North 100 and Voorhees, to see if there's like a common thread of what everybody's doing. And then out of that, we sat down and in following with the guidelines, the district supplanted some of the funds. So then therefore, what that meant was, so of the $399, they said, look at what you got the year before in federal funds, and then subtract it from the total amount, and you're allowed to supplant half of the excess, which ended up being, I believe, $142,000.
Can I just stop you for a minute? When I went back and reviewed my notes, we actually could have supplanted almost 209. We could have supplanted $208,912.
But we supplanted.
We supplanted only 142,649, because what happened was we created a plan, and right. That's how the plan fell into place of what our needs were. Mary, I just wanted to stop you and talk about the numbers.
I did think that was less than what
it
we
was
were
less
to.
Because when we sat down and we covered what we wanted to with supplement, and then also what we wanted to with supplant, that's the way it played out. So we didn't even come close to maximizing. Supplant.
Can we cover this supplement versus supplant again? I don't think everybody understands this.
Supplement funds have to follow the IDEA rules and regulations that Mr. Sturgis just very precisely went over. Thank you.
Thank you.
The supplant money, they did give some recommendations, but it didn't have to follow the same rigor as the supplement funds. Because what happened was, the way it was supplanted, out of the general fund, that we all vote on that budget, we had budgeted tuition for out-of-district students. We supplanted, that money went into the ARRA. $142,000 and change went, came from ARRA. So then we freed up the funds that were in the general fund to be used in other line items.
Okay, and again, the calculation, you're not allowed to supplant everything, right? This is 50%.
No, it's 50% of the excess.
Of the increase.
The increase.
Right.
Okay. And so one of I think the debates is the money that's freed up through supplementation, what can it, can it not be used for? I think this is one of our...
That's another debate, but note, I didn't mention that tonight.
You didn't, but I'm asking because I know we've debated it and it's come up, and I just wanted to get your perspective on what can you do with that freed up money?
Well, it more loosely follows the guidelines for professional development. Mm-hmm. You can, though, use it for general education, where the supplement money you cannot use for general education.
The idea is we use the whole ARRA towards special education, one being paying for out-of-district placement. That was money that was already earmarked in our current budget. Therefore, it freed up local funds that we can use elsewhere. But what we did was we ensured that it still, to me, met the spirit of ARRA, which was inclusionary types of topics, because we are an inclusionary district.
But not tied specifically only to all of general ed, which includes because we're an inclusion district.
Right, because exactly. If you're going to do professional development in an inclusion district, you really should do it for the general education teachers as well.
That's your understanding, that that's a valid use of those.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to go over some of the highlights of what?
From the supplement funds, we did a lot of professional development. We had inclusion training. We had Jed Baker come and speak on social skills, which we invited other districts, and we had a large turnout for him. We like maxed out the amount of people that could come for his presentation. And that actually ties right in with our strategic goal for a supportive environment. We also did, some of our speech teachers went and got prompt trained, which is a specific technique for speech and language therapists, which is costly, and a lot of parents pay for that privately, so now we're able to provide that in the school district if needed. We had everyday math consultant come in because we use everyday math to try to show us better how to modify everyday math to be used in the inclusion classrooms. We had ABA autism training for our autism teachers, which is the applied behavior analysis training. And then we had specific people, like the occupational therapist, went to trainings on sensory training. Teachers went to specific trainings, like more on an individual basis, where we wouldn't have had the funds to send them to those trainings had we not had these funds. So that was the professional development part. Then we also purchased sound fields for all the inclusion rooms, which I've only heard very positive feedback. The sound fields, they were created in this school in every classroom because of their benefit. We have a lot of children with auditory processing problems, children with hearing impairments, and the sound fields have really improved. In fact, I was just at a meeting recently in another district, and they were talking about, well, if you're going to open this program, you have to have these FM systems. That's the old term, but now they're called sound fields because it's more infrared than FM. And you know, it was very important to them modeling Clinton Township's preschool with those sound field systems. Like they wouldn't accept anything else. And I know for next year we have one more inclusion class in the third grade. We're going to purchase a sound field. Like, I mean, meaning that was a great investment, I think, for all, because the students with hearing impairments and auditory processing problems, they would have to carry around this tower in between classes, and it just wasn't beneficial.
We were hung up on the $71,250, right? That was the resolution that we...
Can't hear you.
We were hung up on the $71,250 that we, that was part of the resolution, right? That was our...
That was the recommended technology.
Right, for the technology, right? That was what... Okay, we table. So I guess my question to you is, I guess you're the director of this program.
Yes.
Okay, so can you tell me, us, I guess how spending the remaining available ARRA funds of $71,250 towards technology and not on additional curriculum and our professional development, is seen by you as practicing good fiscal austerity and pragmatism in the management of this grant money?
Yes. When we spoke with the teachers, especially the resource room teachers, because those are the ones that we could spend 100% of the money on. For example, to buy programs for the inclusion program in following under the supplement rules, you're only allowed to take the percentage of special education students that are in that classroom. So, for example, if I wanted to buy that laptop and it cost $1,000, if there were two special education students and eight general education students, I can only spend 20% of the money. The 80% would have to come out of the general fund. So we try to, in purchasing items, spend it in the self-contained in the resource rooms because they're 100% special education, and then we didn't have to use any general education funds. So when we spoke to the resource room teachers, which includes all of our autism teachers, the very new thing is the iPads are used as communication devices for children with autism. And in the past, we've spent between $7,000 and $10,000 for a device called a Dynavox. Now you buy an iPad and you just buy an application for it called ProLoquo. And well, since then, that was 6 months ago, they have a better one out now. And that is used as a child's communication device. So not only is it easier for them to use, to carry around, it's also more socially acceptable to carry around.
And what's the cost for that versus the other?
Well, $8,000 to, what is it, $500 for?
The stock iPad that we're purchasing for our students is $479.
It's $200 for the application.
And it's $200 for the application, about $100 for a case. We're down to about $400, $500 is the pay round, $700, $800 for the product. The problem is also, as being an observer in these classrooms where some of these devices are very appropriate, it also multitask, right? So we have a tool that not just is a communicator, but it actually, I was witness to a student in the classroom where his, one of his reinforcers was a piano keyboard. He loved sounds, he loved making sounds, he loved creating these sounds. Well, we can take that ProLoquo, turn it over to a reinforcer right on that device, and use that device as well. So it's a multitasking tool, so we're actually buying a tool that does more. We buy Dynavox, it does the Dynavox. So we're a bang for our buck using the versatility of the solution that Mary spoke of.
Now, what I would say with that purchase, we're backing into it. The money was intended for school-wide reforms, and many of the spending actions we did were not school-wide reforms. They were, I would say it's a myriad. There's many, 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 many small items where we purchase something here, purchase something there, but they're not in the context of school-wide reforms, and many of them did not involve solicitation of feedback and dialogue with the public, the teachers, the parents, and even BOE members. So that's my main issue here. And even when we get into the discussion of supplanted funds, which I didn't bring up, the immediate discussion goes to why we were able to do it legally. I'm not challenging that, why we were able to do it legally. We should have had a discussion about what the needs were in the district before immediately leaping on those funds and spending them off of IDEA, not for school-wide reforms. So, you know, whenever that supplanting topic comes up, it's immediately, it was legal, we could have done more, we only did 140K. My point is that should have been a school-wide discussion before that decision was made.
Mary, the timeline you just, you talked about before, it was basically we were given notice spring of 2009.
Yes.
And then it had to be submitted. The fall of 2009 as well?
Yes, the plan, yes.
So, you know, given that time frame, I started July 1st, 2009, and took the work that Mary had already started. And
I believe we didn't find out the exact amount. Mrs. Lenhart, before you even started, we went to a workshop. I met you there. But we didn't find out the amount until after July 1st. In fact, late. It was like August, if I recall correctly.
The amount of the award, we didn't find out.
The amount of the award, yes.
So really all we can do, Kevin, was kind of create a wish list and the idea. And Mary had started that before we got there. And the summer is a harder time to try to get all those people. So I, being new, tried to reach out through the directors and the principals to say, whoever you can get this summer, could you start to see, you know, what is out there that we need? And based on things like, where we saw that we had need in the way of writing, we brought in the Columbia Writing Program, the Lucy Calkins. to say that that's something that would benefit everyone. And response to intervention as well, the supplant was a school-wide that we wanted to bring in because we knew that would benefit all children. To your point, inclusion, I think, was the one that the inclusion training was the one that really tied into a school-wide. Everything
and
else
RTI.
Was,
RTI.
I'm sorry?
RTI.
RTI, response to intervention, were the ones that kind of touched base towards that district-wide that you were called for.
What I would push back on is one of the first things we should have done is to look at the district goals. To look, okay, we have 400K. Where do you look first? Let's look back to the district goals. Let's look to the framework. And we had 7 or 8 district goals that had direct correlations to how that money was recommended to be spent that would have helped us build greater capacity than some of the spending that we had made. So I would say that would have been a very good place to look. And now, you know, if we do want to implement some of these district goals, there's school-wide reforms, and that would have been a good source of money to help fund those goals. But it's no longer there, except for the $80,000 that's remaining. So at the very least, I know we're kind of under the gun now because we have to come up with, what do we have till the August 4th or something,
August
Pat?
8th, I think. Mm-hmm. We have until August, but I guess some of the board has to make a decision because part of it was that if we do buy some technology, we got to get it in and get it worked on over the summer. So it would
Understood.
It wouldn't serve anybody well. Yeah. To really put this off much longer.
So are we passing, do we have a motion tonight to pass, to bring out what
actually,
we tabled last time?
The motion has changed.
The motion has been modified. The administration, this is more Mary's point. Go ahead.
In getting the feedback from the Finance and Facilities Committee meeting 2 weeks ago, I looked into a replacement math program for our students. So we're going to purchase that, and we're also, I was already going to purchase, but I was able to expand into a supplies for a resource room type of language arts program here in the middle school for 7th and 8th grade. So supplies and the program for that. I was hoping to purchase the training, but they're not available to come. I tried since around, I want to say January,
you know,
and they're not able to meet our deadline of August. They might be able to come in September, but then I can't spend the ARRA funds on that.
Cause
so it's been modified to about $65,000 for technology, and
it's about
almost $9,000 for programs.
All right, just my comment is I don't profess to know where the money should be spent, because I think between you and Kevin and the leadership team, you'll come up with a plan, and it doesn't really matter where I think it should be spent anyway, because I don't really have an expertise in this area. So, you know, I'm inclined to vote yes for whatever you're recommending. But I do think, to Kevin's point, somewhere along the line, the process of kind of communicating this whole thing to the board broke down. Maybe that started because of the year the funds were granted, and we brought 3 new people on at the same time, and you know, who knows how the process was supposed to work, but it doesn't feel like we did the process holistically. It felt like it was coming to us in piecemeal, and that there wasn't like a coherent plan to how to spend the money. And I think I've said this before, but I don't like seeing things on the agenda that pop up and it hasn't come through committee or it hasn't been discussed. Large purchases just pop up on the agenda and resources. I won't vote for that again. So, I think our back's to the wall. I guess the funds need to be encumbered by a certain point. I just felt that there wasn't enough information coming to the board to see this in its entirety. I felt like it was just coming to us piecemeal.
You know, this latest development, you said it was presented to Facilities and Finance, or it was talked about, or what's this alternative
yes.
plan? When did this come about?
After the meeting. Well, during the meeting, how it was discussed.
Were you aware, are you our chairman, were you aware of this?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're referring to. Are we referring to the last public meeting? I mean, there was no...
No.
The Finance and Facilities Committee meeting, the last time we had met, McLaughlin was aware of it and listened to the feedback coming from members and said, all right, and she went back and looked at it again and said, here are some possible amendments we can make.
To who? Who did she go back to? Mark, as the chairman?
No, to myself and the business administrator and the rest of your leadership.
I hadn't heard what she had come up with until tonight. I think that's the disagreement.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I just want to be your chairman. I just want to make sure.
I think, yes. So what I'm hearing is we asked you to go back and look at it.
So, in knowing that we were going to discuss tonight, Mark.
The result. Yeah, I hadn't heard anything. None of us have.
Okay. All right. Again, I just, you know, I'm hearing it for the first time. I didn't know if it was.
I'm a little uncomfortable even with the process now. I don't want you to be pushed into changing your decision just because we asked you to go back and look at it. The fact of the matter is, as Grace pointed out, I don't know anything about special education at this level, and neither does Grace. If the original decision to spend the money on technology was the best decision, then by all means, spend it there. If this is now what we think is best, that's fine too. But we shouldn't be pushing changes just because we ask questions.
Right.
I don't want you to feel that you've been pushed by the board and had to come up with a plan B. If plan A is what you really think the money should be spent on, then I'd ask you to say so now and spend it there. I want to know from you, just, you know, where do you really think the money should be spent? Because I don't really know. I don't think
any of
us know.
You know, the recommendation that was made to the sitting board in 2009 was just that. And as we went to try to fulfill some of those things, we ran into difficulty in certain training that we wanted that was not available.
Okay.
So we had made amendments. And to Grace's point, obviously we did not communicate the changes well enough to committee or board.
Yeah, because my pushback is not how you've decided to spend the funds. I trust that you've done your work
just
on that.
The
my
process.
Pushback is the process that we used to get us here tonight just broke down, and I'd care not to see it work like this again. If we ever get another grant.
So if you're comfortable, this is the best place to go.
Yes.
Okay.
I had a quick question. You had talked a bit about using some of the supplanted funds to pay for out-of-district placements. Did I understand that correctly or no?
No, that's how we were able to supplant money, is you had to take something from the special education, from the Clinton Township budget. So in the amount of $142,000, we could have taken it out of different areas, but since the out-of-district tuitions are more than $142,000, that was the easiest place to just move that into ARA so that you could free up $142,000 for the general education.
Okay, so $142,000 of
and
this
change, it was like
ish of this grant went to pay for out of district placements. Is that
yes?
Okay.
Yes.
Those are one time expenses that occur year after year that vary depending on the student needs. That does not develop any in house capabilities. So next year, when we don't have this grant money, we potentially run the risk of having a higher out-of-place cost, which will reduce our available general ed funds. Is that correct? Dependent upon what placements we have.
No, we budgeted for it being back in the budget.
The grant money, Michelle, was over and above our regular expenditure that was in our budget. It was $399 on top of what we normally spend. So when we took the $142 and paid those tuition bills, it freed up money in our regular budget. But you're right in that money being invested, it's one-time money in school ride reforms, it's gone. The decision was made not to use it for that purpose.
So have we developed any more in-house capability to either bring some of our out-of-district placements back in or to attract other out-of-district placements?
Yes. For next year, we have two new self-contained classes, which is allowing us to keep I want to say approximately 6 students in district.
Okay.
Those 6 students would normally be sent out of district?
Yes, one of them was actually, we were looking at out of district placements, and in going around to the different schools, we felt that we could replicate the programs that are out there, so that's what we did instead.
One of the guidance areas, the state guidance for ARA, one of the 3 guidance areas from the state was to use the money to try and build in-district options so you could reduce out-of-district placements. That was one of the uses we could have used the money for, which we didn't.
Okay.
But didn't I just hear that there are 6 students now that will be educated in-district as opposed to out-of-district?
Well, it wasn't funded by ARA.
But it was funded, we used the funds to create self-contained classrooms, and that's a self...
Yes, some of the purchases were to buy supplies for the classroom to set it up, but not the teacher's salary, because then that wouldn't be able to be continued.
But for this money, we would not have been able to create those self-contained classrooms.
Yes, because it freed up some.
Yes, I mean, if I'm wrong, please tell me.
The special ed, general ed monies. We didn't specifically use our funds for anything other than supplies for those classrooms. But because we had the hour funds for other needs that we didn't spend in our general fund, we had the monies.
And so sometimes, Michelle, it comes down to timing. As we're budgeting for the next year, we're already looking at outer district placements that are continued, as well as potential ones, and kind of, you know, gamble with how many students go out. So sometimes in creating a program, and we've already budgeted for them to go out, that's a part of that savings as well. So both of it tied together. So some of the supplies and equipment were bought through ARRA, but the rest comes through the savings in creating the program in-house.
But at the end of the day, that's a good thing to do for us financially and as a district, to try and find those options. But we did not do that with the ARRA IDEA money. If we did, I'd like to hear how.
But I thought that was what
we
had budgeted for at an out-of-district placement that we did not need to use because we created an in-house program.
Right, but how did we create that with IDEA direct spend?
Well, you just said you used general fund money, so isn't that sort of like the money just is flowing back and forth? You know, because at one point, it's kind of confusing to me because we're talking about two buckets of money when really there is one bucket of money. There's not really money that's just special ed and just general ed.
There are, they're separate buckets.
But it sounds like some of the money went into special ed and then some of it came back from special ed.
Yes.
And then, but you're saying that these self-contained classrooms came from general ed money. Is that what you're saying?
No, from our general fund, our budget, as opposed to the federal grant monies.
Can I pose a question this way? If we did not have this ARRA money, would we have been able to create these self-contained classrooms?
Yeah. Well, I guess technically you would say we would have to if we were forced, but Mary, I'll leave you to it. As would we have the money to do the supplies? Would we have the money to do the equipment?
It was easier to do because we had the ARRA funds available.
Or would these students have had to be sent off campus?
No.
No, that was our decision. We would have done that anyway.
The ARRA money just helped. Yeah.
Okay. With all due respect, you guys are really reaching on that one.
There was training involved.
That could have been a direct.
To keep the students in? You said earlier there was training involved. To keep the students?
Yes, we had the social skills training. All that was involved with creating these two classes.
That's.
What's your recommendation now for how this money should be used? We have approximately a little over $71,000.
We have actually $76,457.
Right. You just said
about 9,000 of it is for language arts and math programming, and also for supplies for the autism class, because we also looked at our autism program this year and had it assessed, and one of the recommendations was to have different furniture and restructure the classroom, so we have the funds in the ARRA to purchase that.
So of these remaining funds of 76 some odd thousand dollars, we're spending $9,000 of it on these programs,
math
and the 60
program, language arts program, and furniture and the technology.
All for special.
Yes.
Special needs.
Yes.
Do we have any longer term plans for creating other in-house opportunities that we could use some of these funds for now to prepare?
No, because of the short time.
Between now and August, we don't have any other longer term plans that we've developed over the course of time saying this is where we want to go in 2012, 2013 that we could start preparing for now?
District-wide or special education-wide?
Well, probably special ed, since we're talking about these ARRA funds.
Yeah, they're ARRA. It has to be. They're earmarked.
Supplement money, so it has to be towards special education goals.
Go ahead, Donna.
Where I'm going is we've done a good thing by developing these other programs to keep some of our placements here. It's good for them. It's good for us. What other plans do we have for perhaps next year or the year after that we are looking at that perhaps we could take some of these funds now and say, let's prepare for this. Let's buy
them.
The materials that we need.
They're in our district goals that we reviewed a week ago. The items you see in orange closely or directly correlate to our district goals. Induction and mentoring, using technology and instruction, UDL, customizing the instruction to the child, math instructional interventions, I'm sure these sound familiar to some of mm-hmm. you, promoting social and emotional development of young children. That's a one-for-one match to our district goals. So we've already got the framework. It's already in our plan.
So if these are our five-year district goals, which we developed 2010, don't we already have some longer-term plans in place? We wouldn't be creating something in a short term from scratch. We should have been developing these starting over a year ago, right?
Well, it depends on the student needs. A year ago, that student, for example, didn't need to go out of district.
But if we're saying? I'm saying we have a five-year strategic plan. We have a good idea of what kind of students we can manage in district and provide the services that they need, and what kind of students we can't. If we have a five-year strategic plan on providing these type of things and looking at them, have we developed that five-year plan of what other services or what other programs we'd like to provide in district? Or do we not?
One of the things, Michelle, we definitely looked at was which comes right out of the supportive environment part of the strategic plan, and this actually came after the strategic plan. I mean, the plan that we created in 2009, the strategic plan didn't come to the end of 2010. Mm-hmm. So kind of being ahead of the curve, inclusionary training was already out there, as well as response to intervention. So those are two things you saw up there.
And Kevin, the social skills training.
As well as social skills and the technology. So those are areas of focus. And the idea was we would put it into training and equipment because that would have a shelf life that we could get returns on. So the current resolution in front of the board is one to finish out the idea of the technology which is needed in the resource room and self-contained classes, which would benefit those children in those programs.
I guess I'm still not hearing that we have developed a long-term plan for bringing more placements in district.
Well, for our current need, as far as the students we were able to bring back into the district because we could create that program, we were able to meet that. Now, granted, we still have children who are out that we will never be able to
right.
bring
back.
Right,
that's what I was going to say. The students that are out, we will
so
never be able to.
So currently, we have made programs, I believe, that are in line with other places like Morris Union Jointure, but really it's up to the relationship we build with the parent to say, they're very happy where they are in out of district. Would they take that chance to move their child in district and believe that we could create that similar program? So that's kind of where we are. So we've been able to create programs for six children, two different programs, and whether or not that will grow and not only bring some of our own children back, but possibly bring other children in to this program compared to out of district placement. That's our hope. And with what we have in place, this resolution being one of the things, as you heard from Mr. Tripolis, the ability of something like the iPad to be multifunctional in the classroom for student and teacher is where we want to put that investment.
Kevin, did you solicit feedback from the staff and on a school-wide basis to determine whether this technology as well as the supplies, and is that the best use of this money, Mary or Kevin? Did you have a discussion with the staff?
Maria, during the time that it was created, as was said, in 2009, we didn't get the grant award. We knew it was coming. We didn't know how much. So in 2009, summer of 2009, we kind of created a wish list based on what do we think we need to do. And I, being new here, reached out to my directors and the current principals to say, could you reach out to your stakeholders? Who can you get a hold of and see if they can get input? Because we need to get something out there.
But that was 2 years ago, right?
That is correct.
Yes. So
and now is a program. We made amendments as we went.
Two years ago with people now around and available to get more input than over summertime.
But the plan had to be done and approved by the government.
So we had to have a foundational plan that we could make amendments to. And that's what we've done.
But it sounded like the $76,000 and change was kind of a new plan that was developed recently.
Yes.
And not developed as an entire plan, when we initially got the 399. So that's why I'm asking. This seems like a new plan that was recently developed to get rid of the rest of the money or spend the rest of the money.
The original plan was for desktops. iPads didn't exist then. So the original plan had for 40 PCs. And we just changed that. We just changed it to fit with technology today, as opposed to what it was.
I think at one time I had sent to the board, but I send you a lot of things, I know that. But I think at
like
one time I had
PCs.
Sent the original plan, okay? And the plan, Mary's right. At that time, believe it or not, 2 years ago, you were still talking desktop.
So the amount technology. Is generally the same, Maria. It was just that what we're purchasing is different. And this way, we're getting actually more for our money.
Go back to that slide.
Donna, you had a question before?
No, that's all right.
I guess up to the board of whether or not they would entertain the amended resolution or the original resolution at this time.
Tell us what the amended resolution is.
I have it written down. It's two parts. The first one is be resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the expenditure of $67,725 for special education technology under ARRA. The second resolution is be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the purchase of the following supplies under ARRA. Special education math supplies, $5,240. Special education language art supplies, $2,479. Specialized furniture for autism class, $1,000. That brings us within $13 of the remaining funds.
And you're going to give us a copy of this?
Yeah, I didn't know where tonight was going to go. So
I mean, no, obviously
I came
we're not
prepared
vote
with
on this
it, but I didn't
tonight.
Want to be presumptive and put it on the agenda.
We're voting on this. You're presenting this resolution
Kevin,
right now.
It's being asked whether the board will entertain the motion.
Again, this is the same thing you said. Something being put in front of you at the last
minute.
No,
it's not.
No, it's not.
We tabled it last time.
Yeah, we asked Mary
right.
to come.
But now you're
to what end would someone vote no other than... why would anyone vote no at this point? Other than because in theory we don't, you know, I stated my disagreement with how the process worked, but at this point the process is what the process was. I don't want to see it happen like this again. But
well, there's the guidance.
Are you unhappy with how they're spending the money?
I just want to make sure that all the stakeholders that provide education to our children have been consulted, and not just over summertime when not a lot of people are around. That's all I wanted. You know, I agree with your statements that the process was not good and we need to make sure it doesn't happen again. But I just want to make sure, it seems like this 76 is kind of new, and I just want to make sure that the stakeholders agree that this is the best way to use the money for the children.
There was no mention of impossible resolution being on this topic tonight.
Well, on purpose, because I didn't want to be presumptive that would be inappropriate. You knew that we were discussing ARRA. So we needed to see where the process came. There have been an awful lot of man hours put into this, but we knew the board needed to hear it out.
I commend that and I appreciate that, but I thought we were leading up to the 27th having something at that particular time.
And
that's
that would,
why it's just introduced now, Mark. The board doesn't have to
And
take
that could happen. But part of what should guide the board, I believe, is what is right for the district. And if there's a gain to waiting 14 days, then wait 14 days, okay? But if there isn't, then why wait 14
right.
days?
Right. What's going to happen between now and 14 days? My view, right. I guess, is similar to Gracie. None of us really are experts on special education. We hire experts to run the district. If we don't like the way they're running it, then we should get rid of them and hire other people. But I don't think we should be here. I don't think we should be here nickeling and diming and telling every one of our administrators how to spend every damn dollar, okay? At some point, we need to either rely on our people or not rely on our people. If somebody here thinks they know how to spend this money better on the board, step up and say so now. But Mary runs the program, and we've asked her to go back and look at it, and she's come back with this recommendation.
That's also our responsibility to make sure that we follow the guidance. Do you feel comfortable that we followed the guidance and that we vetted and discussed how the money should best be spent?
I've got stuff right here on ARRA funds here. A list of the guidance recommends the use of IDE's ARRA stimulus for, among other things, state-of-the-art assistive technology devices and training in their use, yada, yada, yada. I mean, there's plenty of information here that says that buying this kind of technology is within the scope of this.
Right. This is the guidance from that site that recommends you not spend it on hardware.
Well, listen,
that's the technology and instruction section from the federal guidance right there, word for word.
All I know is one thing. This is new information. You're presenting a new slideshow here tonight. Now, I like to digest this before I vote on a resolution. I mean, I want to digest what's being said against the new resolution. I want to think about it. I mean, that's the right thing to do here. You know, new information may be getting presented here. I'm not saying I'm going to vote no. I don't know. I want to look at it. And I just think throwing a resolution here tonight is just not the right thing
that's
to do.
That's fine, but I'd like to ask him, what exactly are we going to do between now and the next 14 days?
Well, I'm
going to
study it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just not going to shoot from the hip, Mark. That's silly.
Where in that does it say that we're not supposed to use it for
It doesn't
for
say that there.
Excuse me?
Where in that document does it say not to spend it on technology?
It doesn't say that. Lots of documents that say state-of-the-art assistive technology is a valid use of this fund.
Yeah, right? with caution that you just, mind you, this $73,000 is a fraction of what we spent on technology. We spent a ton of money on technology already.
How much have we already spent on technology out of this $399,000?
Mary, is this your recommendation?
Yes, and I want
a motion to adopt this resolution.
I'll move it.
Do we have a second for
second.
This? We have a motion and we have a second. Any further discussion on this motion?
Just to make sure everybody understands, it's two motions. Right. I read two
so
motions.
Both.
And Ms. Grant,
I have
want
a second
to say,
for that,
these
right?
are special education teachers, but they piloted the iPads this whole year. That's how they gave us the list of applications.
Mary, we can't hear you.
If you need additional time, then I would suggest you vote no on the motion. You know, if you need additional time, well, and we'll bring it up 2 weeks from tonight.
It's
not a problem. Nobody's telling you how to vote.
Yeah, but maybe if I studied this, I'd be voting yes. Who knows? I mean, now you're forcing my hand by throwing a resolution in front of me that there's new information here tonight.
Well, that's not quite true. This came up 2 weeks ago, okay?
Well, that's true, Mark. But Kevin Sturgis's PowerPoint didn't come up 2 weeks ago.
But you just said you're going to go off and do all kinds of research. You had 2 weeks to go off and do research. Nobody stopped you. We asked Mary to go
And that's true, but if I knew there was going to be a resolution tonight, I would have did the research.
Excuse me. Pat told us last time that we were running out of time.
She didn't say there was going to be a resolution put on the table.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Mark.
Excuse me.
I went on the
Excuse
Department
me.
Of Education website and read
Listen, you guys can spin this however you want. You can spin it how you want, but there should not be a resolution tonight. That wasn't the game. It's not on here. It's not the plan of action. You can shrug your shoulders, Mark, but it's not on this thing.
I made it very clear the last time that she was going to come back tonight and revisit and make a new proposal. Again, you don't have to vote yes, but I don't feel surprised. This is what I expected. I thought this was made clear at the last meeting.
It wasn't made clear at the last meeting that there was going to be a resolution tonight, an amended resolution. How do I know there was I didn't even know there was an amended resolution until 20 minutes ago.
But wait, let's keep in mind that what our role as the board is. Our role is not to micromanage the schools. We're supposed to make sure they're run well. And to do that, we really need to take into consideration the recommendations of the experts who went to school for this, which
exactly.
I certainly haven't, who have the expertise in it. You know, we should give input. That doesn't mean that all of our input should be taken, just as, you know, input should be collected from all the other sources that from what I heard in the presentation, there were a lot of sources consulted.
I was going to say the special education teachers had iPads this year, and that's how we came up with the list of applications mm-hmm. that they would like to utilize in the classrooms.
Right. And we had a focus group.
Listen,
yes.
I commend Mary for coming here. I thank her for coming here. She is the expert. Right. I understand. I'm not saying she's not the expert.
Yes.
She is. That's why she's here and we're listening to her, and I right. thank you. And you've answered, you present yourself very well. My concern is that I didn't know coming into tonight that we were having a resolution. Mark can say we were. It was not on the agenda to have a resolution. I understood the 27th is when this was going to be further brought to conclusion, as it were. Based on Mary coming out talking to us today, based on a PowerPoint slide, obviously now, and you know, new information here. If Mary came out last time and spoke about it, maybe it'd be a different story. This is the first time hearing Mary speak tonight.
I may point out that the board in the last meeting approximately 2 weeks ago raised a lot of questions about spending this money specifically on technology. Over the course of 2 weeks, we found a better use for $10,000 of this. If we wait another 2 weeks, would there be ample opportunity to find better expenditures of a certain other portion of this money?
I would say yes.
It will not cause any problems, correct me if I'm wrong, if we pass a resolution tonight or if we pass a resolution 2 weeks from now, giving you two more weeks to look at other opportunities, for the purchase of this equipment and to encumber the funds by our deadline and to implement them. Am I correct in understanding that 2 weeks would not make a huge difference in that, or would 2 weeks make a detrimental difference in this proposal?
Can you answer that?
My concern is that I'm a little bit out of my territory. There is work that has to be done on the technology, the iPads. I'm going to be really shaky on what the work is. But the more we put it off, the more we put off placing the order, the more we put off the delivery, the more we put off the work that needs to be done to the iPad.
22 weeks.
That's a very non-technical answer, and I agree.
In terms of the funding, though, losing the funding, we have time, right?
But what's the goal? The goal is to, if we're going to do it.
But are you suggesting, though, that she comes back with another proposal in 2 weeks? With a whole different thing that then we don't have time to review?
Well, if I might suggest, perhaps we could get that proposal on Friday and have the weekend to review it. But that still gives two full working weeks.
There should be a component of that iPad purchase relating to instructing teachers on how to use them.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
So that the kids can access the curriculum. The whole focus is helping the kids access the curriculum and progress. It's a hardware purchase. Put some money to instruct the teachers on how to best use that hardware to get the maximum gain. Blend it a little bit.
That's going to be done in-house, the training from the technology department.
Well, how will the technology department know how to best use that in instruction? We have very good technology experts, but they're not educators. I would.
Paul is an educator. Paul was a teacher for many years.
Okay.
Special education.
He's got a flag on the play.
I would argue, and actually when we had the focus group, that was a significant part of the feedback. It was an iPad focus group in a SEAC meeting. I was present. A significant part of the feedback was, it's nice technology. I agree. It is nice technology. And if money grew on trees, we should buy a lot more of them. But how does it help the kids access the curriculum? We haven't talked about that, looked at that at all. A portion of this should be professional development so that we get the maximum use of another technology purchase.
Kevin, I thought there was a pretty good example between Mary and Paul about how even some of our more involved children have already seen, with the help of their teachers, the benefits of that, and the fact that it is not just a standalone machine that does many functions. So,
Kevin, I don't disagree with that. I think there are a lot of good uses. One thing I would also dispute is the count of 77. We don't have 77 kids in that restrictive of an environment. We're backing into that purchase. And I think we should consider the district goals and more of the stakeholder feedback that you have gotten.
Right, and that number was derived because we were looking at the maximum use of those resource rooms and the fact that how many students could be in there in a given program, and that's why that number was there.
I understand, but I personally don't like that assessment that we maxed out the number of kids who could possibly be sent into the room. That tells me we're maxing out the technology purchase and we're backing into the justification. Spread that out a little bit, get some more professional development. Buy some iPads for special education. They do have an appropriate use, but there's only 80,000 left. Try and get some more professional development.
It seems to me we have two choices tonight. We can put a resolution on the table now and vote yes or no. Or we have several members of the board who are asking questions about how we can train the teachers to utilize this technology to its best effect. Would it be valuable to spend a little time, 2 weeks, investigating that and come back with a better proposal?
I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, why do we ask Mary what she thinks? If we give you 2 weeks, are you going to come back with a different proposal, or are you confident that this is the right thing to do? I mean, again, this isn't our expertise. What do you think?
Right, the iPad proposal came right from the teachers. I have all of their written feedback. In fact, one of them wrote a letter that they said I could read tonight or share it with the board if you wanted them to.
Which teachers are these? Are these
resource room and self-contained teachers? Okay. Yes, because they're the only ones that we could buy 100% for those students without having to share the funds. And the other reason why we want to maximize the amount of students in the resource rooms is so that the inclusion teachers could check them out whenever they wanted to use within the classroom for the special education students that are in inclusion classrooms.
You collect feedback from all the teachers? You have a few select teachers who are, how do you get this feedback?
I have from all the resource room and self-contained teachers. They're the ones who piloted them in their classrooms.
And you have unanimous agreement on this, or are you just...
Yeah. Do you have a copy of it? I have it over there.
You know, it seems to me by the reaction of the teachers that are here right now that a different direction of the use of this money might be helpful to them. And I really would support us waiting. And because I, again, I'm still confused as, okay, we did this in the summer.
I have it.
When nobody was around, did we get all the feedback from all the stakeholders in the district? And it doesn't seem by the reaction that we have all of that, and there may be some of the things that Kevin's talking about, we might be able to input into this, and it might be...
Well, I met with all the special education teachers. I definitely got their feedback at my special education meetings. Mm-hmm. And since it's special education, and it really, the supplement money couldn't be used for general education, we didn't involve the general education teachers in that discussion. Because they couldn't utilize that, the funds.
So the feedback was from the resource room teachers and self-contained teachers who I do
because
not
of the
know
guidelines, you can't spend
in the
it
current
on general education.
Audience.
All right, let me ask the question, which is difficult, but I'll ask it anyway. Okay, we obviously have some teachers in the back of the room who seem to have a different opinion. Why is that? I don't understand. We got people in the back room who obviously are not happy with this. I mean, if we polled everybody, I don't understand.
Should I sit down and have the public come in? Talk? Do you want
know?
Them to
I guess
come
we
up
don't
and speak?
Know. We don't know.
Right. I mean, to Mark's point, we don't know.
We all see it going on, but nobody wants to ask the damn question, so I'm asking it. I mean, what's going on here? Do we have just a few people?
As you said, I don't know if it's representative of the resource room teachers or the self-contained teachers, which would benefit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't recognize. I don't know who's who. I don't know who these people are. I don't know who teaches what. But I'm just uncomfortable. Caught between a rock and a hard place here. I mean, frankly, I think we go down a slippery slope of micromanaging Mary and her job. I'm very uncomfortable with this. Yes, we could take another 2 weeks if we want. I don't care. We can go off and go do research. And that's fine, Mark. But at the end of the day, I don't think the board should be telling her exactly how to spend every dollar. I think it's inappropriate. The board's role is to set policy and to set direction. It isn't to run the schools. We hire administrators to run the schools. And as I said before, we get to make that decision every year. If we don't like our administrators, we're free to change them. It's okay to ask questions, and if this is really a touchy issue, okay, fine, let's take another 2 weeks. But I don't think we can be an effective board if we're gonna sit here and question every purchase that comes our way every month when it comes recommended by the people that we hire to make the decisions. I don't know where to draw the line. I mean, obviously we approve every purchase, every month we approve things, and we're here to ask questions, but there's a fine line between asking questions and taking over running the schools.
This is the first time
we're
asking. This is the first time we're asking questions, and I think as we went along, if we had more dialogue from the beginning, we probably wouldn't be in this position with 20% of the money left. That's probably why tensions are running high for me as well.
I understand. And that's a valid point.
That's, I think, in large part why we're here.
Do you, since you have kind of spearheaded this, do you have a recommendation? What would you like to see happen tonight? Was your point here more informational and process-oriented?
It was informational. I did not think we were voting on a resolution tonight. And I did not know Mary had a revised proposal. But as I've said for quite a while, I think we should spend less on hardware and more on professional development. That's what the guidance says. That's what I see in the SEAC meetings that I go to. That's what I heard in the, what do we call it? It was a SEAC meeting where we discussed iPads in particular. And that was a substantial part of the feedback is it's great technology, but what are we doing to help the teachers promote the children access to curriculum? I think we need, my own opinion, we need to put more into professional development and less into hardware. We're talking about $73,000 now, but if you looked at the distribution of the spending, a lot more than that was already spent on technology. It's not like this is the only 80 out of the 400. It's probably over 200, I would say, Pat.
If that technology is sitting unused because the teachers don't know how to use it, I mean, where is all that technology?
No, some of the other, I guess the sound fields would fall under technology.
I didn't even count that.
It's assistive
closer to
technology in the classrooms. New laptops for the special education department, mm-hmm. because the state said, the guidance to the directors were, if you don't have a web-based IEP program, you have to use your monies to utilize it. So we bought the web-based program, and we needed the faster computers to run the program at its capacity.
Do we have any information that tells us that the technology we've already bought is not being used?
No, not at all. The teachers use the sound fields every single day. And everyone uses, I'm sure you've seen our staff, this is like an extension of our bodies, our laptops, everybody uses them.
Are they able to use it effectively? Are they lacking in training? Do we have indication that we should have spent more on training and less on hardware, as Kevin is indicating?
No, and in fact, the child study team requires additional, they need, some of them need windows for the tests that they run, and they actually can't get the hardware that we already purchased because it's part of this purchase is holding up the applications that they need to have their new laptops.
I mean, it's an important statistic to me that Mary has advised us that the special education and resource room teachers have all, my understanding is, unanimously agree with this plan. If that's the case, I think that that is an important statistic for our voting, and that's something that I would consider highly. I mean, in the interest of everyone, whether or not they knew or didn't know or what have you, of what was going to occur today, I say then we'll wait 2 weeks, consider whatever you have to consider, and then we'll make a decision on the 27th. If that makes the group feel better, without saying who knew, who didn't know, I don't know, but let's make a decision that we're going to decide by the 27th so that we can get these things
We have a motion in a
fine,
second.
I will withdraw my motions, okay? And we can wait the 2 weeks. But I will reiterate my point. Let's be careful crossing the line here running the school system, okay? You're putting Mary in an awkward spot, right? We already asked her to come back with another proposal. We'll come back now with a third proposal. If I were her, I'd be pretty pissed because, you know, the position I put her in now, if she comes back with another proposal and the natural inclination would be, well, why'd you come up with the proposal you came up with last week? Apparently, you didn't think it through, and we're going to keep asking her to come up with new proposals, and I'm not sure that's fair, but I'm okay with the 2 weeks. Let's wait for 2 weeks.
Mark, all I'm saying is I didn't realize tonight we were going to be voted. If I knew, then it would be a different story. You know, I felt a little surprised and caught off guard that we're going to have a resolution.
Okay.
That's all. And I respect what you're saying, but that's all I'm saying.
But to Mark's point, I think that Mary, at least from my intention, if you come back to us and say, you know, board, what I told you on June 13th is 100% what I think, I don't think we should tweak anything, then so be it. I don't think for my purposes that you should feel obligated to change anything. If that's your plan, that's your plan.
Right, and that's a good message.
I agree with that.
And as for professional development, you need time to have people absorb things instead of just throwing things at them at one time. And I think that we did a lot of professional development using the ARRA funds, that teachers need to digest it and implement it and show its success before you start throwing more things at them. Like the inclusion training, RTI, that was a lot this year. The social skills training, the everyday math, and then with the supplant money, they had the writing program, the reading program. There was just a lot.
Mary.
And RTI, yes.
We're going to be meeting 2 weeks from tonight. I would like the board to have something the Friday before we meet.
Sure.
So if you can give a final recommendation to the superintendent, let's say by a week and a half, by Wednesday of not next week, but the following week. Mm-hmm. That way he can get something to the board members by Friday, so the board members have the weekend to look at whatever the resolution is going to be on how that money will be spent.
Okay.
So even if it's the exact same plan or something slightly different, try to get that to Kevin by a week and a half from now.
Okay.
So the board members can get it by Friday and at least have the weekend to look at it. All right?
Sure.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
The last thing I'll say on the topic.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Of the 257,000 that was not supplanted, almost 200,000 of it was spent on technology. So everything else you heard about, all that other training, is less than $57,000. And you all have the spreadsheet with the spending. You can go back and look and add it up. But the $60,000 for the FM systems, $109,000 in hardware, that's $170,000 right there. $25,000 in software, that's $195,000 in three lines. That would be inclusive of the iPads, have been spent on technology. So it's not like a small fraction of this 257 was technology. The vast majority of it was technology, and only a small fraction was actually professional development, which is what all the guidance tells us we should be spending it on. Thanks for letting me
frankly, Kevin, the guidance is pretty flexible and loose. I think we ought to do what we think is right for our district. I don't think we have violated any of the rules or regulations here. The guidance is pretty wide given what to spend the money on. We should do what's right for our district.
Agreed. And maybe by looking at the district goals would be an appropriate place to start.
That's fine. But to just pick out the technology and say, look how much we spent on technology, that isn't necessarily bad. If that was the need that we had, then so be it. And again, I say we have to go back to our professionals. You want to ask them to make the case, make the case. But none of us here, including you, I think, can sit and look at the program, because we're not looking from the inside, and say this was a bad place to spend the money.
But at the end of the day, we're at the best place to spend this money was on $200,000 of technology and $57,000 of professional development.
Apparently that was the opinion of our professionals, and I'm not in a position to debate that. Okay. Maybe you feel you are, but I'm not.
I do.
Okay. Kevin, on behalf of the entire board, I'd like to thank you for taking the time and the energy. It's extremely important that we have open and honest dialogue, and not one board member should be afraid or concerned to express how they really feel about things. So again, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.